It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 7th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Dutch Uprising. Here in North America, we remember the Canadian truckers' protest recently against the COVID policies of the Trudeau government. Well, there's something similar going on in the Netherlands right now. This week, tens of thousands of farmers from all over the Netherlands are gathering together to protest government policies there that will reduce the amount of livestock in the country by up to a third. This policy, on the surface, is a 25 billion euro investment intended to reduce the amount of nitrogen pollution in the country, but it plans to achieve this, among other things, by paying some Dutch livestock farmers to relocate or exit the country. In actual terms, the net effect would be to reduce the number of pigs, chickens, and cattle by about 30%. And that's what's being protested, deliberately shrinking the farming sector in the Netherlands, which is one of the main industries there. This would impact the livelihood of thousands of farmers and the food supply of literally millions of people, hundreds of millions of people. You see, the Netherlands produces a massive food surplus every year. It's one of the largest exporters of meat in the world, the largest in Europe for sure. Reducing its output by a third would have huge implications for the global food supply chain, especially in Western Europe. This is mind-numbing. The global elites who are imposing these policies. Now, we saw it on a smaller scale when I was living in southern Illinois and talking to a lot of folks in agriculture, coal mining, and oil, and having to deal with the state government that's dominated by Chicago. And people there, and having grown up in Chicago, I can testify to the fact that most people there think nothing really important happens outside of Cook County. Same sort of thing happening here in the Netherlands, where you've got urban elites telling farmers how they should live without thinking about what happens between the farm and their forks. This is almost a suicidal policy. Paying farmers to reduce the amount of food that they produce in the midst of a recession facing record inflation and possibly war with Russia. This is almost as crazy as refusing to sign new oil and gas leases when the price of gasoline hits record highs. But I digress. In a world dealing with a fertilizer shortage, thanks to the sanctions against Belarus and Russia, the world's two main exporters of fertilizer, you would think that somebody would have a bright idea about what to do with all that extra manure. Have we reached the point where we can say that this is no longer accidental? Topic number 4, U.S. weapons on the black market. We've talked about this before, the lack of oversight for the billions of dollars worth of weaponry that the United States and our Western allies are sending into Ukraine is leading to things like anti-tank missiles ending up in the wrong hands. Well, a reporter for RT, and I recognize that this is connected with the Russian government, doesn't mean that they're lying about this, though. This new investigation has allegedly found that some of these weapons are, in fact, ending up on the dark web. Journalists for RT pretended to be weapons buyers and claimed to have come in contact with Ukrainian weapons smugglers offering machine guns, body armor, and some of the U.S.'s most advanced weapons, such as the Javelin anti-tank missile or Phoenix Ghost and Switchblade explosive drones. This here is an ad from the dark web, ostensibly, offering the Switchblade drone for sale. We just sent a whole mess of those over to Ukraine. Journalists said one darknet marketplace had a Phoenix Ghost loitering munition listed for $4,000. Another Ukrainian arms smuggler offering U.S.-made body armor sets for $1,500, M4 carbines and with suppressors, and hundreds of 5.56 NATO rounds for $2,400 a set. Now, since the journalists never completed the transaction, RT said, quote, it's not possible to completely rule out that the sellers actually did not have the weapons in stock, as the RT investigators did not complete the purchase. Scamming schemes are common for dark web marketplaces, end quote. However, as early as April, officials here in the U.S. have been warning that once these Javelin anti-tank missiles and other weapons crossed into Ukraine, we lost track. We don't have any way of knowing that these are actually getting to Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines or showing up in dark websites like this. These weapons may come back to haunt us, just as the weapons that we sent in Afghanistan were used against our own troops. Topic number 3, the border. The Biden administration, according to the Washington Times, has been quietly packing the nation's immigration courts, tossing out Trump-appointed judges and installing people deemed to be more friendly to illegal immigrants whose cases they hear. One Justice Department official reportedly calling this an unprecedented injection of politics into the courts. At least half a dozen judges hired during the Trump years have been fired, including two this month in Arlington, Virginia. This is part of a massive turnover in the Executive Office of Immigration Review, which has seen four of its top officials pushed out of their jobs, including the director who was removed involuntarily for the first time in the agency's history. The Daily Caller reports that a dozen Republican members of Congress sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking for an explanation, demanding to know why this is happening. That's a rhetorical question, right? I mean, it's clear why this is happening. Open the borders, bring in people, give them the right to vote, and presumably you remain in power. That seems to be a pretty good explanation here. And by the way, while this is going on, the Department of Homeland Security is actually asking all civilian federal employees for volunteers to help at the southern border. They got so much work, they are asking for people to volunteer. A similar call went out in March, but migrant traffic has continued to increase since then. 239,416 migrant encounters at the southern border in May. That is a record, and it's up 33% over May of 2021. Federal employees who sign up to help probably do things like handing out clothes, blankets, personal care items, meal prep, picking up medical prescriptions at local pharmacies, things like that, picking up trash, cleaning refrigerators, shredding paper, just basic duties that normally you would hire somebody for minimum wage or something close to it. But these federal employees, if they volunteer, will draw their regular paycheck plus get a per diem and perhaps the possibility of overtime as well. This is the Biden administration and its plan for America. Topic number two, arms making a comeback. Now, we're not talking about weapons here. We're talking about adjustable rate mortgages. In early January, adjustable rate mortgages accounted for about 3.1% of new home loan applications. 4 months later, we are now up to 10.8% of mortgage applications. Why demand for adjustable rate mortgages triple in just 4 months? Because the rates for fixed rate mortgages has increased substantially in that period. 30-year fixed rate mortgage has gone up by 2 percentage points. The average rate on a 5-year ARM has risen 1.6 percentage points from about 2.4 to about 4%. And rising mortgage rates, when the interest rate you pay goes up, the amount you can borrow and thus the amount you can pay for a home goes down. So by using an adjustable rate mortgage where you start at a lower rate of interest and then after 5 years that rate goes up, allows you to get into a bigger home than you would otherwise be able to afford. Now, I'm a former realtor, so I can actually speak to this with a little bit of insight. ARMs are not necessarily a bad thing, especially if you know you're going to be moving and will sell the home before that first adjustment comes and your rate goes from, say, 4% to 6% overnight. Adjustable rate mortgages back in the 90s and early 2000s accounted for more than a third of mortgages and contributed to the subprime mortgage collapse in 2008 and 2009, a wave of foreclosures when adjustable rate mortgages went up. People who should not have been allowed into those mortgages in the first place suddenly found the payments impossible to make and lost their homes in foreclosure. In my view, what's going on here is a move by elites to keep property values artificially inflated. By making it easier for people to pay more for homes, the prices that homes command is higher. Eventually, this will have to correct. This bubble, if it inflates back to 1995 or 2005 levels, will pop, and it will not be a soft landing. Coming up, Bojo on the ropes. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind the scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today in the UK, the cry is Bojo must go. Prime Minister Boris Johnson facing rebellion inside his own party. This is kind of ongoing. He survived a no-confidence vote not long ago, but on Tuesday night, he was hit with the resignations of both the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, and Health Secretary Sajid Javid. They both quit within the space of 15 minutes of one another. And that was followed, actually, by a viral tweet claiming that the official cat of number 10 Downing Street was following them out the door. That was from a parody account, so that was a joke. But both the chancellor and the health secretary quitting after a day in which Johnson changed his story a bit about what he knew and when he knew it concerning claims of inappropriate conduct by Tory Deputy Chief Whip Chris Pincher. This is an ongoing thing. There are more than 20 resignations from the government as of now, and again, the things have gotten so bad that apparently Larry the Cat, who's the official mouser at number 10 Downing Street, according to the parody Twitter account, ready to follow the rest of Johnson's cabinet out the door. What is no joke, at least as far as Johnson is concerned, is that there are some changes that could come as early as next week. A group of backbenchers called the 1922 Committee have executive elections, and several members of the Tories, who are very vocal critics of Prime Minister Johnson, are standing for election. Their goal would be to change the rules of the 1922 committee to hold another confidence vote in the Prime Minister. The current rules don't allow for another one before next year. They could push things to allow for another confidence vote before Parliament goes on its summer recess by July 21st. So watch, this could be the last weeks of Prime Minister Johnson in the UK. Well, we got a couple of things to tell you about regarding travel. The planned tour of Turkey in October, due to the political situation in Eastern Europe, given that Turkey is a NATO member and that things between NATO and Russia are getting increasingly tense. News today that Russia is angry at Norway for blocking shipments of needed supplies to Svalbard Island. Russia has a mining operation on one part of the island, and the Norwegians turned back a shipment of needed food and medical supplies for the Russians there. So things are getting tense. And as a NATO member, Turkey might be drawn into something unpleasant. And rather than risk being on tour in Turkey when things get kinetic, we decided to push back to 2023. So more details on that in the weeks and months ahead. But October of 2023 for our tour of Turkey, we'll have details on that finalized no later than January. But we are planning to be in Israel next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be joining us from Tel Aviv as we take you around Israel and show you the battlegrounds in the long supernatural war in which you are deployed. Shiloh, Bethel, Joshua's Altar, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Sea of Galilee, which is even more supernaturally, spiritually significant than we realize. Doing some research on this for a forthcoming book called The Gates of Hell, and we'll explain why that and the city of Capernaum are so important in the ministry of Jesus. So find out more online. We've got the itinerary posted and a breakdown of costs, as well as a place to reserve your spot online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Tom Horn reveals more about his vision of incoming asteroid Apophis and its connection to Wormwood, the third trumpet judgment of Revelation chapter 8. That's this week's broadcast on Skywatch TV. Don't miss it. This is the culmination of the four-week investigative series based on the new documentary Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, Josh Peck's new documentary from Skywatch Films. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but the program is there on your TV right now. If you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV, get that app added to your set-top box, and all of our video content is right there, including these daily news updates. You can also bring us into your smartphone or tablet with our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, we also bring you news updates three times a week, important news items that the mainstream media overlooks or hopes that you'll overlook, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. The app is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets and phones, and we've got links to the app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.